On Tuesday, the Fair Work Commission ruled that an enterprise bargaining agreement signed between supermarket giant Coles and retail union SDA should not have been approved, as it did not leave workers better off overall than the award minimum. This was in response to an appeal launched by Coles worker and SDA member Duncan Hart. I spoke to Duncan. So on Tuesday, the Fair Work Commission ruled in your favour against Coles. Can you tell us what happened there?
Basically, the Fair Work Commission ruled in favour of the appeal that I had launched against the Coles agreement, which was basically arguing that the Coles agreement shouldn't be allowed to be approved by the Fair Work Commission, as it did not pass the better off overall test, which is basically a feature of the Fair Work Act, which says that no agreement, in this case it was negotiated by a union, the SDA and Coles, that no agreement should leave any employees worse off compared to the award. And the Fair Work Commission found that significant numbers of workers were left worse off by the Coles agreement.
So the Coles agreement was to scrap penalty rates and instead put in a higher base rate, is that right?
Yes, well, that's right. It's not the case that that is new, I suppose. So it's been reported in such a way as to make it appear that this is a new development. Like, just until this new agreement came about, older agreements had penalty rates, for instance. Actually, there's been similar agreements for quite a long time, for at least 15 years, I'd say. And throughout that period of time, Coles has been able to avoid paying wages and penalty rates in particular that are as good as what is supposedly mandated in the award. So they've actually been able to get away with this for years and years and years, and it was just this recent appeal which actually caught them up on it.
So the Fair Work Commission's findings in the end were based on a kind of maths that worked out that people weren't earning more money. But is there more to it in the case of penalty rates? Like, that's also about quality of life of workers, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. In the actual award, it's quite amazing because I don't think anyone, very few people, I imagine, actually get paid what they're entitled to under the retail award, because I feel like you've got, on one hand, these huge companies that flagrantly breach it by getting the sanction of the Fair Work Commission and negotiating dodgy deals with the SDA, and then you've probably got the small shops which, in a different flagrant way, breach the law. So in the actual award, they've got quite extensive penalties which are supposed to actually compensate people for working unsocial hours. For instance, there's even such a provision which is actually totally erased in the Coles agreement for ordinary hours, implying that not every single hour of the day is when workers should necessarily be working. That provision is something that's also totally erased in the Coles agreement. The fact is that people should be paid a penalty for working after 6 p.m. on a weekday, that they should be receiving 25% extra for working on a Saturday. Those are the things which actually, about compensating people for giving up times when they should either be at home, you know, enjoying the sort of times which generally most people in society have as free time, and not having to slave away for the company.
Following Tuesday's ruling, the SDA union, who had negotiated the enterprise bargaining agreement, issued a press release with the somewhat surprising title, Fair Work Find Majority of Coles Workers Better Off. The release says the commission calls on Coles to make some changes to ensure a small number of workers who had inadvertently been left worse off is rectified. The release goes on to say it was just a technical debate and that the SDA is proud of its work representing 250,000 retail workers. So what does this say about that union and the way it represents the workers?
Yeah, well, it obviously reflects very poorly on the union. And so make no mistake that as I said, I've been a member of the SDA for 10 years, and unless I'm being kicked out, I will be retaining my membership of the SDA, because I think that it's very important that workers are organised into unions and do have the ability to take collective action. But I think the failing of the SDA is precisely that they do not actually organise workers to stand up for their rights, but rather their whole model of operations is that they sign deals with the bosses, deals which enable them to get coverage in these industries and recruit workers, and then they don't actually organise us to fight for our rights. And, well, this is the best example where you've actually got, in the Coles example, for instance, I think it's safe to say that about 30,000 of the 50,000 permanent workers at Coles were worse off under the Coles agreement. Like, what sort of possible way of justifying this? SDA has misleadingly put out a press release of their own which said that the Federal Commission found that the majority of workers were better off, which is a very perverted way of addressing the success of an appeal, which shows that an agreement doesn't even pass the better off overall test, which is, should be an incredible embarrassment for any union. But that's not even true, actually. The majority of permanent workers are actually worse off. But the main thing is this points toward the need for workers to actually have some way to organise to fight for our rights, and the SDA is not doing that.
I made multiple attempts to talk to the SDA about the ruling with no luck. The Commission has ruled that Coles has until June 10th to renegotiate the EBA. So, what comes next after this ruling?
Well, I suppose what comes next is that it just presents this huge challenge to all the other agreements, but which will be negotiated soon, that the SDA signed with big employers. So that's from Woolworths, which I know have been watching this negotiation very closely. Their negotiations have actually been totally stalled. The agreement expired last year, and they've just been waiting on the results of the Coles appeal. And then, you know, Officeworks, Big W, Kmart, they've all got the exact same type of agreements. And McDonald's and news recently about this as well. These are all going to be impacted by what's already happened, because this agreement's already been found not to pass the bit off overall test. So I suppose the challenge will be, is there any way that workers can be organised to actually fight for their rights and to ensure that the SDA does not, in some way or another, just carry on in the old way, which is obviously screwing over so many workers.